Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is Youth Station. I am your host, Zainab Askari. And I have with me, Zainab Barkat.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good, alhamdulillah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah,
how's
fine,
life,
dear
how
listeners.
I
hope you're also fine, you're doing well. And in case you're not doing well on this holy land, we pray for your well-being all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So Zainab, sometimes people say that if you think that you'll become rich, you will actually become rich.
Ah.
Do you think that's...
Oh.
That is something.
My other favorite thing is double tap on this post and you'll get $1 million by the end of the year.
Oh, well.
Right? Or like double tap this post for good luck so you'd get rich.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you forward this email to 10 other people, you'll have good luck in your life and you're going to be... See, I don't think that's what this is meant to say, that, oh, just by saying I'll be rich, I'm going to be rich. No, I don't think that's what they meant. I think they meant that first you...
Reciting a zikr.
Yeah, it's like affirmation.
True.
Which is something that's been trending a lot lately, words of affirmation to yourself when you meditate or whatnot, so that you can manifest it in reality.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, none of this means jack if you don't put action into it.
Exactly.
Mm.
Well, I think it stems back to the quote which says that it all depends on your thoughts. Well, whatever your thoughts are, you are that at the end of the day, as you rightly mentioned. Action.
Yeah,
action is a must.
Even in the Quran, Allah says, in whatever verse this is, because this is a very repetitive verse, it's a reoccurring theme in the Quran. It's like, يؤمنون ويعملون الصالحات.
Mm-hmm.
They believe and they do good.
Exactly.
Like it's also like those people who disobey literally every single command that exists within the Quran and the Ahadith.
Mm-hmm.
They're Muslims and they
disobey
it all.
The tense used in the verse.
Yeah.
The tense used in the verse.
Yeah,
they do.
Exactly.
They do.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's action. It's amal. It's a verb. And then, so these people who are Muslims and they disobey literally every command in the Quran and the Ahadith. And then you'd be like, dude, what's your deal? And they're like, you gotta have a pure heart, man. You know, it's all in the heart.
Yeah.
It's in the heart and in the actions.
And in the actions.
It's like saying that.
You again reminded me of one another verse which says that Allah swears by the time, wal asr. And then he says that all human beings are in loss. Then he makes a condition except for those who have faith, like who have a pure heart, like you said, and amilu salihat, who act, who do good things, who actually do.
I mean,
so
wouldn't
action
you,
is must, yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't you be hella offended if your husband came and told you every day, oh, sweetie, I love you. Oh, honey, I love you. Oh, my wife, I love you so much. But in his actions, he'd be cheating on you left, right, and center. He'd be hitting you. He'd be abusing you. He'd be ignoring you.
That love you does not seem in the actions.
Exactly, and he'd be like, oh, but I love you in my heart. I'm like, dude, don't. Like, what's up with all the contradiction? Just sit, you know what I mean?
True.
You get offended if a human being does that to you.
True.
So, number one, how dare we do it to God?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, what makes us think the universe is going to do that for us?
Yeah.
You know, just, oh, I'm going to be rich, and not put the necessary determination, effort. Effort is everything.
Yeah.
Effort is everything. You guys are listening to Youth Station here on IRB English Radio. We're going to be back after a short break, so stay with us.
This is
is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's so latif, He's so kind, He's so merciful, He's so
generous
and compassionate toward His little creations,
mm-hmm.
that He's like, if you just make the intention to do good, I'm going to reward you.
Exactly.
If you put the effort into it and don't even reach that objective, you're in heaven already, you know, because effort is so important.
That's the height of His mercifulness, that His generosity.
And oftentimes, that's all He wants from us. Not even results. He just wants effort. So let's just understand what this whole... I don't want to make this discussion...
We also had this quote in our school.
Yeah.
Like when I was in school time, this was written in bold letters on one of the boards all the time. They never used to erase that. That was, God helps those who help themselves.
Yes, I can't agree with that more.
Yeah.
Imam Ridha alayhi salam says that there are a bunch of things that if people do, it's like they're like mocking God.
Uh-huh.
One of which is praying and then not doing anything. Like, God, please resolve this problem. Please resolve this problem. Please make me rich. Please
exactly.
make me rich. And then they don't go out and put the blood, sweat, and tear into earning something for themselves.
You remind me of this beautiful story that once there was this man who was worshiping all the time, 24/7. People come to Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his family. They say that to Prophet, we want to know his position in the heaven. They directly asked this question. And Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his family, replies that he will be at the bottom of the hell.
Yes.
And people get confused to say, oh my God, he's out of the home all the time. He's in the mosque all the time and he's worshiping Allah 24/7. And then Prophet, may peace be upon him, replies that this is not what God wants from him. Had he been making efforts for his wife, for his children, for his family, God would have been much
more pleased with him. Beautiful.
Than worshiping.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's basically like...
efforts.
Yes, get off your patuki and do something with your life.
Yeah.
And I think those who promote this whole trend of affirmation, basically, they mean the same thing. They're not saying that just sit on your couch every day, flick through cable and say, I'm gonna be rich.
All
affirm that to yourself, and then by the end of December you're gonna be like Elon Musk. That's not what they mean. They mean that I think I'm no professional, but through telling ourselves often enough, we are internalizing that objective, right?
We're maybe moderating ourselves.
Yes. We're internalizing that goal, right? And subconsciously, we will begin to program ourselves to align our actions with whatever it takes to achieve that goal, right? And again, it just comes down to actions and effort.
True.
And you align the universe and you align the stars if you're into that stuff. And most importantly, you align yourself. You align your mind and body, right? That and your heart, most importantly. Because if your mind, like your logic says you have to do something and your body is capable of doing it as well, but your heart doesn't want to do it, you ain't going to get nowhere.
Exactly.
Oh my God, the heart is so stubborn.
This alignment is so important.
It is, isn't it?
Really, it is. I mean, I remember my uncles, my parents used to tell me, go for this subject. And I knew I had the capability to go in, but my heart was not there.
There we go.
And I messed up.
There we go. Exactly.
Messed up.
And you know what? You might have just low-key messed up on purpose because your heart wasn't there.
Seriously.
My
heart was always in the media industry.
Oh,
and
you don't
it
say.
Had. It had so negative impact, like it had so that negative kind of mentality people had about media, the glamorous world. So
especially for women.
And especially if you're living in a non-Islamic state, things become worse. So it was really challenging for me to come to this industry and work. Alhamdulillah, I'm here from past 10 years now, but I know what I have gone through, like, since my heart was here, I am here.
But yes, exactly. Because your heart is in it, everything else just seems worth it.
Exactly.
You know?
Sometimes your parents want you to be something. All right, Zainab, we'll be continuing this discussion. Here, we need to take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio. Welcome back. You're listening to the Youth Station. This is IRIB English Radio. I have with me Zainab Barkat, and we are discussing
words of affirmation. I'm gonna be rich. I'm gonna be rich. I'm gonna be rich.
I'm gonna be rich.
I have nothing against wanting to be rich. I mean, who doesn't want to be rich?
Everyone.
Right? Yeah, because it's not even sometimes about being money minded. It's not even about luxury. It's not about it's not even about driving a Lamborghini or having your own private jet.
Mm-hmm. At least
comfort.
Comfort as well, and I think to take responsibilities, like being responsible. When you're responsible towards something, you, for example, if you're responsible towards your family, you need money to
Absolutely, to support them so that you can provide them with the best life, opportunities.
So even to carry out your basic responsibilities,
yes, for sure,
you need money.
Money, and you need money a little bit more than like the minimum wage.
Yeah, and you know, Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his family, has prayed for his ummah that, oh Allah, may my ummah not
y'all
be among...
Y'all be rich.
Not be among the extremely poor
people. Exactly.
So this somehow, even in Persian, we have this word for poor. The word is fakr. And it roots from the word, what do we call it, the backbone in Persian? Fagarat. So it means like if you are poor, it's really affecting your backbone.
It's going to break your back.
It's going to break your back.
Oh my God, that is so true. So, I mean, extreme poverty is just as nonsensical as being a couch potato and then telling yourself you're going to be rich and expecting to be rich.
But at the same time, you know, having that more and more expectation and dreaming more, collecting more, assembling more is again wrong.
I think
efforts, as we have been discussing from the very beginning, efforts are important. Even Imam Ali al-Islam used to work so pretty hard, but then he never assembled money. He used to distribute
he never hoarded it, collected it,
but
held
he
on to
made
it.
The best possible efforts in his life he could have.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
he did the hardest works,
right?
Like digging the trenches and so many other physical stuff. He did a lot of efforts. Efforts are important.
Effort is important. Okay, I think this is the most important takeaway we can have of this, from this discussion, is that whatever your objective in life, whether it's money, knowledge, spirituality,
action is must.
Action and effort is the number one thing you gotta have in order to have anything.
Yeah.
And also,
this motivation is also important, like to be motivated with this affirmation.
Yes, and
but
create
at
motivation
the same time,
and have discipline.
So to accomplish good in life, we must dream as well as act. So with that note, we end our today's session. Thank you so much, Zainab.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, dear listeners, for listening. You were listening to the IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong because you are the one I call creator. My Alpha and Omega, my protector and my maker. Because of you, in weakness I am braver. My defender and my savior, my giver and my taker. A
abiding in silence with patience and guidance. Aware when I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness and my